The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
We've talked about Rosie's a couple of times here on the show. They're running a spot, and currently Ernie is checking in to tell us kind of where we stand with how things are going. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
We're glad to have you here on the show. This pari-mutuel betting is a subject that has been a hot topic in Amherst County. Voting time is coming up really, really soon. And we just want to go directly, well, I don't want to say the horse's mouth, but maybe to get some clarity on some questions that have been popping up for you all. I live in Amherst County, so I see, you know, the signs both for and against. I'm seeing more for now initially, so it seems like you guys are gaining some momentum. Some opponents are saying that Rosie's doesn't provide a tangible goods for patrons compared to other businesses located in the county. How do you address that concern?
Uh-oh, you better cancel your Netflix account, you know?
That's right. Yeah, really.
You know, I guess you'd have to look at the antonym or the opposite of it, tangible and intangible. So, you know, intangible, there's some performing arts is amazing, film, music, any type of entertainment. You know, we are in that embodiment. You know, for $50, a couple could go out and do a meal and entertainment. We got great burgers there, play on the machines a little bit. So I'm all about, you know, entertainment, music, and people getting out, socializing, and having a good time. It's just part of human nature. So everyone really has to take a deep look at what intangible goods are and how that you know, benefits their lives.
Well, you know, I have the luxury of I've been to a Rosie's. I don't see it as any different than going on a cruise. And there's a place there. Those are like actually like little casinos, mm-hmm. and things. Mm-hmm. I don't see any difference in the two. And for me, the idea of having a nice restaurant in Madison Heights, maybe having, because you all bring some entertainment in sometimes as well. So I think that's really exciting, too.
We do. A lot of our places have center stages, and we hire local musicians, and we try to bring, you know, some arts and culture to the community as well. Everyone loves live music.
And we have a lot of talented musicians, mm-hmm. that don't really have a ton of places to play. So true. I think that's really exciting as well. There are some people who suddenly think it's going to become Sodom and Gomorrah, apparently. They say you're going to be preying on addicted gamblers and their losses in order to be successful. Is this an issue you see in your role, and how does Rosie's address this issue if it does arise?
No, I appreciate that question. You know, I'm 53. I've been doing this for about 35 years. Mm. And I look at, we all make personal choices when we get up, from putting the shoes on, you know, what outfit to wear, and make decisions throughout the day. And we all work to make a little bit of money, and some people choose to go, you know, shopping, you know, maybe, you know, again, go to the restaurant, maybe a bar. Some people make choices to entertain themselves, enrich their lives, and want to come and take a shot at Rosie's and see what luck brings that day. As far as addictive personalities, you know, alcoholism, I think the number is somewhere around 10%. You know, any type of addictive personality associated with gaming, and all this stuff could be found online, as well as maybe 1-2%. But mm-hmm. we do work with the Virginia Council of Problem Gambling, just in case something like that does arise, mm-hmm. that there are resources out there.
So
it's a good program to have. We've always had it for about, you know, again, myself, 35 years in the gaming industry, and each jurisdiction works with different agencies within that state or jurisdiction. Ours is the Virginia Council of Problem Gaming, and it's non-existent. It's nearly non-existent here, from at least what I've seen so far.
One of the other things that has been brought up a lot. Now, I have a background in downtown revitalization with the city of Lynchburg, But one of the things that we need desperately in Madison Heights is we need some of these blighted areas revitalized and re-energized. The area that you all are talking about coming into, which is like the Big Lots Shopping Center, is how a lot of people identify that, is one of those blighted areas that really needs renovation there. Now, some people will say, oh, something like this is going to bring in, you know, violence and crime, which blighted areas do bring that in. I think more so than something like this. Now, you have a Rosie's in Benton, which I would think would be comparable to Amherst and Madison Heights. How has that been in Benton?
Well, when we moved into Benton, and Benton has a cute little downtown area, we're not right in the downtown area. We might be a mile away behind a Kroger and some fast food restaurants. And it was an inoperable building. It was just sitting there, you know, weeds growing over and all that good stuff. And people were having some type of weird, like, Sunday auctions in the back of the parking lot. There's debris everywhere and stuff like that. But once we got the opportunity to go in and operate it as a business, you clean it up, polish it up, manicure, you know, the landscaping and stuff, and get rid of anybody who is not conducting proper business there, if you will, because it's our business. And blighted areas, buildings, dilapidation, it's that doesn't bring a good thing. Right. I've seen, and cheers to you, the downtown Lynchburg area. I drove through it. I love the cobblestone streets. That little downtown area is cute. I love to go there with my wife and stuff like that out to dinner.
Well, that's when I started, it did not look like that. I will tell you. It was rough.
You know, there's parts of Brooklyn that I was from, in that area, and I saw them revitalize Brooklyn, a Wynwood in Miami, Florida, which was the old warehouse district, meatpacking district in Manhattan. It's just, and now people gravitate to those.
Right.
So as far as the Seminole Shopping Plaza, she's no beauty queen right now. You know, we got to revitalize that. You got, I don't know what the occupancy is, but there's not good occupancy. I think that Far building in the back has maybe one out of 8 or 10 stores back there. There's abandoned cars back there. Who wants to go there? Nobody wants a patron, you know, spend their money there if they feel, if it's not safe and secure.
Right. That money goes somewhere else. And that brings me to this. As a taxpayer in Amherst County, if we don't revitalize these areas, the tax burden is going to lay at the feet of the citizens of Amherst County if we don't start bringing in some tax revenue. Can you explain how that would work with Rosie's? I know some people have probably seen the projected numbers you expect to bring into the county, and there are skeptics about that. I've seen this work in other areas. Tell us how you came about that number.
Yeah, sure. When we came into Virginia, the General Assembly laid out a landscape of taxation that is universal no matter where we operate. You know, it's on a state level, a county level, and a municipality level. And those numbers are set in stone, and that's what we abide by. This could get confusing, and I could see that the big there's an interview with a gentleman named Gene Drake, and he's opposed to us, but I think he's misquoting numbers, and it's misinformation, and it's misguiding anybody that listens to this guy. Doesn't make a bit of sense. He's saying that we pay the municipality 0.25% of revenue, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We actually pay 0.25% on a bet made. That is a huge difference. You know, 0.25% on not money lost, but actually bets made. That is an astronomical difference. When it's all said and done, to try to simplify this, we're closer to 5% when we're all in. It's almost about $1 million for the county of Amherst.
All right.
And we had a professor do an impact study, an economic impact study for this, to say, how does this benefit us? How does it benefit the community? And what does that look like with dollar figures behind it so everyone could understand it? And for the for County of Amherst to walk away with $1 million a year, and those council members actually appropriate them in the right way, it'll attract additional businesses. That's what the town of Vinton is doing as well. Pardon me, Board of Supervisors.
And the other go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't want to. So it's just being diligent with the monies that are coming in to attract new businesses. And then you make money off of those businesses, and then you leverage that tax structure to bring in additional business. It has a compounding effect.
The other thing that I want people to understand is when you bring in businesses like this, the tax money that you're bringing in from people who aren't burdening the county with services. This is a destination entertainment venue. So people are coming from other parts of the state to participate. They're coming from Lynchburg. They're coming from Charlottesville. They're coming from, Campbell County and all these other places. And so it's a form of taxes that we don't see, in any other way in Amherst County. So I hope people will think about that as well. Finally, community involvement. I know I experienced this with the Vinton location. Tell us about what you focus on there.
Community involvement. We have a program called Rosie's Gives Back, and that's we sit on a committee. We meet every month. And we appropriate funds to charities, 501c3s. And we've worked with many, at least in the area down here for Roanoke and the Vinton property that I oversee, Habitat for Humanity, the local food banks, a lot of veteran programs, and these small little charities as well. There's a beautiful little charity called Ryan's Cases, and they make it. It's a lot of seamstress and ladies that make pillowcases for kids that are going into the hospital because, a hospital could be a cold, scary environment and sterile environment for a kid to go in there. So they make these cute little pillowcases with their name embroidered on it and something to make them feel comfortable with. Great charity, gave them $5,000. And they couldn't be happier, and that makes us feel good by doing that, by supporting, local charities like that.
Excellent. Well, Ernie, we appreciate you joining us. You're the regional manager for Rosie's Gaming Emporium. Amherst County has a decision to make on Election Day, and you're hoping they're going to vote yes to Paramutual, right?
Yes, ma'am. And please, if anybody ever wants to see it for themselves, come on down to Rosie's in Vinton. I'll give you the tour and show you what gaming's all about.
Yeah, it would be good to really educate themselves. I think they would be a lot less intimidated if they did. Ernie, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Taste it.